You can cut that down. I'm loud. That thing is sure enough loud. Well, you're glad to be saved, and I say amen. Amen. I tell you what, I'm glad to be back down south where I hear people say y'all. I mean, I'm telling you right now, up north I heard you-ins a lot, and I said, well, you talk about the way we talk. Let's talk about that. But I'm glad to be back down south. I'll tell you a little bit what we've been doing up north while we've been there. Then I'll preach God's word. Brother Corey, the pastor, asked me to give a little bit of update what we've been doing. While we was at Massillon, I was able to be an interim pastor at a church. I pastored a little church, Salt Fork Baptist Church. When we first started going to that church, there were 12 people there the first Sunday morning. The last Sunday morning, there was right at 70 people there. That it was a product of growing the church. And I said, I called Pastor Corey and I said, brother, they asked me to be an interim pastor. They wanted me to be their pastor. And I said, no, I'm not going to be your pastor. I'm a missionary. God is leading me to Bolivia. I don't want to get out of God's will, but I will be willing, if you're willing to let me interim pastor, I'll be willing to help you out. And that little church is thriving. So you know anybody looking for a pastorate, let me know. I know a good church for them. While we were there also, I started preaching. Rock of Ages Prison Ministry asked me to start coming to the juvenile correctional facility called Indian River. So I went there with Rock of Ages Prison Ministry on a Tuesday night, and Brother Wendell Rogers, who was Rock of Ages, did not show up that night. And he said, Brother Hollis, I want you to preach. So I stood up and I preached. Well, the chaplain came up to me and said, would you come back Saturday? I said, I'll be here Saturday. What time? He said, 9 o'clock in the morning. I said, I'll be here. Well, I preached again. I got an email the next Monday. He said, Brother Hollis, I just want to know, I don't want part of Rock of Ages, but would you be willing to come and preach every Tuesday night right here at the Indian River Prison Ministry? I said, what time? He said, 7 o'clock. I said, I'll do it. And through that, we went there several times. I saw hundreds of young men get saved and trust Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, and praise God for that. It's nothing that I'm doing. It's only because I'm willing to do what God wants me to do. And that's how we all need to be doing. We need to be willing what God wants us to do and not what we're wanting to do. Because when we do what we want to do, we fail. But when we're in God's will and we're doing it in God's way, we're doing it in God's supply. And praise God for that. But we've been up there and we've been having a good time preaching and leading people to Christ and doing God's work. And I thank God I'm back here at my home church where I know some people. There's a bunch of new faces, and I thank God I see new faces. Because I know this church is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Like Brother Nichols said, I was a product of knocking doors, and I see new faces because I'm pretty sure some of you are products of somebody coming to invite you to church, and praise God for that. We need to be all doing that. I'm not going to hasten. I'm going to talk too much about me because I want to preach God's word, and I have become a little bit long-winded, so I'm going to try not to be long-winded tonight. The church I have been pastoring, when I get ready to stop, they say, no, just keep preaching, and I say, well, praise God, so they don't care about the time restraint. But I'm going to look at the time restraint tonight. I want to talk about this subject here. We're looking at, listen, to build a new building or whatever God wants to do at Clearview. I'm telling you, this church was full Sunday, and praise God for that. But we need to be looking at what God wants us to do. We need to be doing it God's way. So I want to look at this as a title of a message that I preached before. I normally don't preach messages more than once, but I'm going to preach this one because God laid it upon my heart when I got here on Saturday and I started that prayer meeting. We're going to have a prayer meeting in a moment after church, and God started laying this message back upon my heart. And the title of this message is, what to do when you don't know what to do. Right now, you're sitting there. All of us have been guilty at times of not knowing what to do at a time. Be honest tonight, all will say, yeah, I've been there. But we're going to look at Jehoshaphat's life tonight. And we're going to see a time right here. So go ahead, take your Bibles and turn to 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. We're going to look at what to do when you don't know what to do. I'm going to pray, and we're going to start reading the scriptures there. Then, Father, I just pray, Lord, now that you just meet with us tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, now you give me the words you'd have me to say. Lord, don't let one word come out of my mouth that is not guided by God. Lord, I do pray, Lord, now that you just be with us. Meet with us for a few moments, Lord, as we look at what to do when we don't know what to do. Lord, may we use your word, Lord, and apply your word to our lives, Lord, and look towards you for direction and not self. Lord, I just pray, Lord, now you be with our pastor. He's away. Lord, I pray, Lord, you be with him tonight as he's preaching at the youth camp. Lord, maybe there's some souls there that need to get saved. Lord, I pray tonight they'll trust you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, I thank you for this church and the witness they are for you and the lighthouse they are in DeSoto County. But Lord, I pray, Lord, now, and there's one here tonight is not sure, not 100% sure of their salvation, Lord, I pray pride would not get in the way, and tonight would be the night that they accept you before it's eternally too late. Lord, again, I just pray, Lord, you'd help us all to have attentive ears to hear from your word tonight and follow your word in the order that it should be. Lord, I love you and I thank you for what you've done in our lives and what you're going to continue to do with this great church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to start reading right there in verse number 1, 2 Chronicles chapter number 20, verse number 1. It says, it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and them other beside the Amorites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea of this side Syria. And behold, there be in Hazazetamar, which is in En-Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel, and givest it to the seed of Abram, thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us, as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in thy affliction, and thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say now how they reward us to come to cast us out of the possessions which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Upon all Judah stand before the Lord, and their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jezreel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jerel, the son of Manatentiah, I wish they all had Bob names, a Levite of the sons of Asphi, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up from the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not and be not dismayed. Tomorrow go against them, for the Lord shall be with you. Amen. Notice right here in verse number 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. I want us to notice right there in verse number 12 that we're going to go back. That's the majority of our text in the question. It says, O God, wilt thou not judge them, for we have might against this great company that cometh against us. Notice this quote right here. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Like I said earlier, we have all had times when we don't know what to do. We've all had times when we're wondering, what do I do in this situation? What do I do when the church is overflowing? What do I do when we need more room in the school? Hey, we're going to look at home tonight. This is our home church, and praise God. What do I do? We're going to look at a couple of aspects tonight, what all of us should do when we don't know what to do. Because when we judge our own ways, when we go our way, we fail. But notice what it said right there. Oh, Lord, We don't know what to do. Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, is sitting here, and he's got multitudes of men, the Moabs and the Amorites, coming to battle against him. And he's sitting there saying, oh, what do I do? Can you imagine that? I mean, who has battling here tonight? Who has battles in their life, every last one of us? We're all battling something in this world. All of us are at spiritual battle right now against Satan. But hey, we're all battling. And he's sitting here and he's saying, I got a multitude of soldiers, and here I am, the king, and they're coming to slay our people. What do I do? What am I going to do? Let's look at a couple things tonight that we all need to do when we don't know what to do. Number one, if you will, is we need to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Notice what Jehoshaphat said in verse number 3. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to what? If you underline in your Bible, I would underline that phrase, seek the Lord. See, when we don't know what to do, we need to seek God's way. We need to seek God. There's so many people to say, well, I don't know what to do, but this way looks good. I try this. I do it my way. We had this Burger King mentality. We say, I want it my way. Jehoshaphat had it right here. He said, hey, I don't know what to do. So what am I going to do? I'm going to seek God. The book of James said, when you seek wisdom, let you ask of God. Hey, when we seek wisdom, we need to ask of God. We try to look to other men in our society today. We need more people to say, I'm seeking God, and I want to do it God's way. Hey, right now we're getting ready to launch out into the deep, if you will. Something's got to change. We're going to run out of room in this church, and praise God for that. Amen. Hey, but we know what we need to do? First off, we need to seek God and say, God, what is your will in it? God, what are you going to do with this battle that we're facing? And look at your own life. God, what do you want us to do? Hey, when we go over there and we're praying after church tonight, we need to say, oh, God, I'm seeking your way. Because there's so many times we say, well, I think this will work. I think this might get me through. This is fine. And God says, no, that ain't the way I want to do it. And we say, oh, God, what do you know? My way is better. Jehoshaphat had it right here. Notice what he said again. He seeked the Lord. And you look right there at the verse number 4 right after it, in the last part, it said, all Judah seek the Lord. Hey, they all got together and they started seeking God's will. Man, our pastor told me about the prayer meetings that's been going on for the last couple of weeks here. And I praise God for last Sunday I was able to be in there and it was full. God's people getting together and seeking God's will and direction for what He wants Clearview Baptist Church to do. Hey, God's asking you, you had a battle? What are you doing about it? Are you doing it your own way? Or are you doing it God's way? Hey, what are you doing when you don't know what to do? Are you seeking God? Number one, we're seeking God. We're seeking God's way. Number two, ask God for help. When you don't know what to do, what do? Ask God for help. Notice what it said in verse number 4. It says, and Judah gathered themselves together. Notice that if I underline in my Bible, I'd underline this. To ask help of the Lord. Hey, when you don't know what to do, call upon God. We're seeking Him. And what are we doing? We're seeking God's answer. We're seeking Him for what? Help. Man, but so many people don't get this right anymore. They don't think that God's helping. They don't think they need to call upon God. They don't think they need to seek God. We're living in a world now where they don't even care nothing about God. But let me tell you, I love my God, and my God's able to do great and mighty things. And my God is telling me I need to ask Him for help because I can't do nothing without Him. I'm nothing without Him. But my God is able, and I need to seek Him. Hey, when I don't know what to do, I need to seek God. Hey, what do you do when you don't know what to do? Seek God. Jehoshaphat said, oh, here we are with this and have this battle with the Moabs and the Amorites are coming after me. And they're coming to take us. We don't know what to do. They're coming to take over Jerusalem, all Judah. Man, what do we do? Well, first off, they ask God and they seek God. But now he's sitting there and he's saying, oh, help me. Oh, God, I don't know what to do. Help me. Give me the answer. Hey, God gives us the answer that we need to have. You know what the problem is with America and most people today? God gives the answer, and our eyes are closed to it, and our ears are blocked to it. And we say, I don't want to hear it that way. That might make me a little uncomfortable. That might be something that makes me have to stretch my comfort zone, and I'm not okay with that. But when God says, you ask me for help, let's do it my way. And we need to be a person that says, God, I know your way is better than mine. The Bible tells us that plain as day. God's ways are higher than my ways. Man, God knows a lot more than me and you in here tonight. God knows the future for Clearview Baptist Church. God knows exactly what He wants this church to do. And I tell you what, I know it's going to be a great thing that He's going to do with this church. But we need to learn to ask God for help, each and every one of us. So number one was seek the Lord. Number two was ask God for help. Number three is pray. We're going to get together and pray. Notice right there in verse number 6, and it goes on down through verse number 12. When I read that, what did you start reading? Let's start reading verse number 6, and I'll just stop after that. It says, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not over all of the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is not thy power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee. And it goes on all the way through verse number 12. When I read that, know what I'm reading? I'm reading a man that's sitting upon his face, and he's praying, and he's saying, oh God, aren't thou able? Oh God, he's praying, and he's asking God. He's saying, oh Lord, show me what you want me to do. Show me what you want me to do, because I don't want to do what I want to do. Because I know if I go my way, this battle's about to happen. The King Jehoshaphat is sitting there. He's saying, this battle's going to happen. I know they're on their way. But Lord, I'm seeking you, and I'm asking you for help, and I'm praying, because I know thou art over everything. He's saying, oh Lord, you're in control. Oh Lord, I can't do it. Oh Lord, you made this world. Lord, you made damn right. Lord, you made all this to happen. And Lord, I'm asking you, I'm praying now for you to help me. Man, people don't put a big emphasis on praying anymore. They wake up in the morning and say, why pray? They start praying 2 or 3 minutes, and the phone rings. They answer it. Or they say, why? I don't know about y'all, but this is a pet peeve of mine. Somebody tells you this problem, they send you a text, and all of us are guilty of this sometimes. I'm praying about it. And we ain't prayed one time. We text right back, I pray for you. And we never pray. Jehoshaphat had it right. He said, oh God. Notice what he said in verse number 6 again. And he said, oh God of our fathers. He bowed his head. And he started doing business with God. And he started telling God, I know you're all powerful. God, I know you're in control. God, I know I'm nothing without you. Man, we need more people that way. Look, what to do when you don't know what to do? Seek God, ask God for help, and pray and ask God to direct you and to give you provision, give you the ability to do whatever His will is, because that's what we need to do in the first place. There's so many people, we get this thing of prayer mixed up. Well, I'm praying. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto thee. And I asked for a brand new F-250 four-wheel drive with a Super Duty, and Brother Brent said that's what he wants. And he ended up with a Toyota. I mean, that's a big difference. But, you know, when we ask God, and we're saying, oh, God, I'm asking you, and you're not giving. You know, some of the best times I prayed and asked God for something, the best answer He ever gave me was no. And He showed me what His way was and what His will was. And I said, oh, man, I was all messed up. God's way's better. But man, we need to pray and we need to ask God. I'm going to go through some of these points a little faster because I want to have time for prayer. And Brother David said 8:15 sharp for the prayer meeting, so I don't want to get past that. But number four, we done saw that we need to seek God. We need to ask God for help. We need to pray. Number four, believe God is able. What to do when you don't know what to do? Believe God is able. Notice with me, if you will, in verse number 17. If ye shall not need to fight in this, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Notice also, if you will, verse number 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. Also notice verse number 24. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. See, Jehoshaphat not only seek God, not only asked God for help, not only bowed his head and prayed to God, he knew God was able to do whatever God wanted to do. No, that took some serious trust there. You notice what it said in verse number 17? Think about the concept of this going on. He told Jehoshaphat, he said, this is what I want you to do. You look at verses right there, 17, 18, 19. He told Jehoshaphat, he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get up early in the morning. This multitude's coming. I mean, the Amorites and the Moabites, they're coming to destroy you. But I want you to get up in the morning. I want you to go by the Valley of Ziz, and I want you to sit there and do nothing. That took faith, did it not? This man took his soldiers, and here they go walking in, wondering, whoa. But that took faith in knowing that God was able to do what God he wanted God to do, did it not? We need to do the same thing today. God's able to answer them prayers. Hey, God's able to take you through them trials. God's able to do whatever God wants to do. But here they are. And then we just read in verse 21 and verse 24, exactly what happened. They're sitting there. And God said, be ye still. The battle is not yours, but mine. And they're sitting there. Man, and they went up in the wilderness. They went to that watchtower. Know what they saw? You read the rest of the story. They saw the men killing each other. And they didn't have to draw a sword. They didn't have to do nothing. Man, and then they started singing and praising God. And they started saying, man, my God is good. Man, you see what God has done? I didn't have to do nothing. Why? Because they done this. They seek God. They asked God for help. They prayed and asked God, and they believed God was able to deliver them. Man, when we don't know what to do, we need to have this formula in our mind. When we're sitting there saying, I don't know how to get through this life, when I don't know how to get through this battle, man, we need to be asking God and saying, oh, God, I'm nothing without you. But, Lord, I know with you, I can go through many things. Hey, well, right now we're looking at all this thing. We're looking for God to answer prayer tonight as we pray. We're looking for God to show direction, what he wants us to do. Hey, we're asking God to be with the leadership here in South Haven, that they just be willing to let God take control of this whole property and do what God wants to do right here on this 10 acres. Hey, but we need to be saying, I want to do it God's way. I want to seek God. I want to ask him. But I want you to notice also number 5. Don't stop worshiping God. Amen. What to do when you don't know what to do? Don't stop worshiping God. We saw, seek the Lord, ask God for help, pray, believe God is able, but don't stop worshiping God. Notice what it said in verse number 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord. If I underline in my Bible, I'll be underlining this because I underlined in mine. Worshiping the Lord. Notice what he done here. He's sitting here, and all these trials are coming about. All these men are coming, but he didn't get frantic. He didn't start saying, God, why are you doing this? God, why did you do this to me? God, why are there multiple, why are these battles coming my way? Why are these trials coming my way? Notice what he said. He said, he bowed his head and all Judah and Jerusalem bowed their head and worshiped the Lord. Hey, we need to realize when the trials are hard and when the times are tough, we never need to stop worshiping God. Man, my God is good all the time. My God is good in the trials. My God is good when I'm on top of the mountain. My God is good when I'm in the miry clay. My God is able to lift me up. All I got to do is be like Peter and reach towards that precious hand and say, oh, Lord, save me. And he's there to pick me up out of it. And praise God for that. But we need people to say, oh, I know my God's able and my God's good and I'm seeking my Lord, but I need to never stop worshiping him. There's so many people that stop praising God when the times are tough. They start cursing God. You know, the Bible said we shouldn't shake our fist towards God. We know every time we sit there and some trials are coming our way, or we don't understand something that's going on, some trial in our life, and we say, oh God, why did you do this? Oh God, why? We're sitting there shaking our fist and saying, God, you didn't know what you was doing. Let me tell you, God knows what he's doing. God knows exactly what he's doing it for his way and his purpose. But we need to be willing. I need to worship God. Man, ain't your God good tonight? My God was good enough to save my wretched soul. My God was good enough to say, hey, I want to call you to preach. And I said, oh, God, you're making a mistake. I shook my fist. I said, oh, God, I'm this old country boy from Greenwood, Mississippi. You can't use me. And God said, oh, you'd just be willing. Man, we need to realize we serve a good God. Man, we need to worship our God. We need to praise Him. But we saw, number one, seek the Lord. Number two, ask the Lord for help. Number three, pray. Number four, believe He is able. Number five, don't stop worshiping. Number six, and we'll be done. Get your heart right. When you don't know what to do, get your heart right with God. Notice what it says, if we didn't read this far, but in verse number 32, if you will, same text. It says, and he walked in the way of Asa his father, and departed not from him, doing that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Notice verse number 33. How about the high places were not taken away, for as yet the people had not prepared their hearts unto the Lord, God of their fathers. When we don't know what to do, the first thing we need to do is make sure our heart's in tune with God's. When we don't know what to do, we need to make sure there's nothing that's keeping God, hindering God from hearing my voice. What hinders me from God hearing my voice? Unconfessed sin. God, me being out of the will of God. We need to make sure my heart's in tune with God. We're sitting right here and we just read that the people, the Jerusalem, they weren't able to witness, weren't able to worship and praise God the way they were, the way they should, because their hearts were not right with God. Man, we need to get our hearts right with God. The Bible also says in Psalms 78, verses 35 through 37, it says, and they remembered that God was their rock and the high God was their redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter with him their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in the covenant. Also in Matthew 15:8, the people draw the same verse, but just quoting back in the New Testament with it. The people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. When we don't know what to do, make sure your heart's in tune with God. Make sure your heart's in tune with God wants you to do. We're sitting here, we're reading about Jehoshaphat. We're reading what Jehoshaphat went through. But man, what a lesson it is for us tonight. As people that are seeking God and asking God to show us great and mighty things. Seek God. Ask God for help. Pray. Believe He's able. Never stop worshiping. Get your heart right with Him. And y'all, what's the results of that? What's the result of that? Notice with me in verse number 27. Then they returned, every man to Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem. Notice this, with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. Man, praise God. When we seek God, and we ask God's help, and we pray, and we do it in God's way, He can take us over any of our enemies, any hindrance, any problem we're going through, and He can get us through it when we go God's way. Man, tonight we're going to pray here after a while. We want to do it God's way for God's glory. But also notice the last verse with me, verse number 30. So the ram of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. When we're seeking God, when we don't know what to do, God shows us what to do and He gives us rest. And we need to be people that are seeking God's will. I hope this has been a help to help us. Hey, what to do when I don't know what to do? Simple as this. Turn to God, not to man. Turn to God and do it in God's way. Let's pray. Then, Father, we just thank You again for this night. Lord, I do pray, Lord, now You just meet with us tonight as we go through our prayer time. Lord, I just pray, Lord, You'd help us remember the things that You'd bring to our hearts, Lord, to lift up to You in prayer tonight. Lord, we just pray, Lord, Your will to be done in all things. Lord, I pray, Lord, You'd be with the prayer meeting after church tonight. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that we'd all go over there seeking You. Lord, we'd all go over there asking Your hands for help. Lord, we'd be praying and seeking Your will. Lord, and we'll believe as we pray You're able to do Your will. Lord, and we won't stop worshiping You in the times of trouble. Lord, maybe we get our hearts right now to open our mouths. Lord, and to seek Your face. Lord, and to be willing to accept your answer. Lord, I love you and we thank you for what you do for this church. Lord, I pray, Lord, now you just continue to watch over us. Place a hedge of protection around us. Lord, bind the devil from us. Lord, allow us to be a lighthouse in DeSoto County that many souls can come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and honor and glory for all that you do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.